The internet not only brings people together, but also provides a network of love and care for those who need it most. From the parents of critically sick children to those coping with the loss of a loved one. All Together Now's Jeremy Neuberger reports.
Virtually all of us have experienced that stressful time when a loved one has a health crisis. And in addition to dealing with the medical issues at hand, there's also a network of family and friends who want to know what's going on. Sana Mehring took her technology expertise and put it to use, solving this problem for hundreds of thousands of families across the world. The service she created is called Caring Bridge.
Caring Bridge started back in 1997. I was trying to have a garage sale, and my phone rang, and two very good friends of mine who were expecting a baby were landed in the hospital. She had a life-threatening condition. And I instantly became this person that had to let everybody know what's going on. Darren, the husband, called me and said, "Can you let everybody know what's going on?" I thought, why don't I create a website to let everybody know what's going on? And so that's what I did. The same night their baby Bridget was born, the first Caring Bridge site was born.
Caring Bridge allows families to post updates on a patient's condition and share stories. It also provides a forum for family and friends to send messages to the patient and post words of support and encouragement, as well as linking this community in ordinary but important ways.
People that have a Caring Bridge site bring people closer together, and people know what's going on. They know when they can visit. They know when they should bring that casserole over. They know when they can call or when they need to stay away. So by being able to connect people, that communication piece is so important. It truly brings people closer together, really forms that community.
At about the same time Amy Taylor learned she was pregnant with her second child, she also discovered she had a very advanced case of breast cancer.
The journey was very long and it was grueling and there were a lot of ups and downs. So we felt like we were living in this bubble, this cancer bubble, and that we didn't really have any resources to reach out to the people that we loved. Caring Bridge was that resource for us. It enabled us to feel like we were still part of this earth, even though we couldn't get out and live in it as much as we would have liked.
For Stephanie Whitleader, Caring Bridge brought her family together at a time of crisis.
My son was diagnosed at birth with renal failure. And for the most part of his first year, he was hospitalized on dialysis. And he received a kidney transplant at 11 months from my husband, Eric.
How therapeutic would you say that this internet site, this Caring Bridge site, has been for you and your husband?
Extremely therapeutic, not only for us, but our family and friends.
I asked Caring Bridge founder Sana Mehring how families like these use Caring Bridge and how much control they have over the sites they create.
Whoever is the author, which is usually the primary caregiver, meaning the mom or the spouse, sometimes it is the patient themselves, but they go to caringbridge.org themselves, step through that three-step process, and they have their Caring Bridge site created then. And they are the one that controls what gets on there and what doesn't.
I personally know just a bit of what these families have been through because my own son, Samson, was born with a serious spinal condition that challenged both our emotions and our ability to keep family and friends in the loop. When you face these life and death issues, it helps immeasurably to know how many people are thinking about you and that others have dealt with similar circumstances.
We've gotten over 23,000 hits. And we've gotten over 550 messages on Caring Bridge, and every single one of those messages gave me strength. I mean, every single time somebody wrote in, it gave me strength. And I was able to have so many connections with people I never would have known if not for the site. People from Australia and England and Finland and Mexico, all over the world, people were finding out and sending me emails or sending as a result of the Caring Bridge or sending messages. And so it really was an opportunity for me to get support from all over the world, from cancer survivors, from people who have lost spouses, from other diseases, from children, it was amazing. It was amazing, the response.
Every year at about this time, Santa Claus is busy in his workshop preparing to bring his own special brand of wonderful feelings to children around the world. But for children confined to hospital beds, a trip to the mall to visit Santa isn't an option. At New York City's Presbyterian Hospital, advanced communications technology is providing those all-important visits with Santa via a live link between the pediatric ward and the North Pole.
Well, hello, Jordan! How are you?
Santa?
Oh, thank you for calling Santa Claus.
I spoke with the vice president of operations at the hospital, Bernadette O'Brien.
In order to make their lives seem as normal as possible, we do many, many things, including something like this, where we bring Santa to them. We also continue their schoolwork while they're here, have teachers, you know, have them play games, have them be with their families, so that while they are taken away from their everyday routine by being in a hospital, we try to bring back as much of that routine and that normal part of their life to them. And what's more normal in December than having a visit with Santa Claus?
And Mrs. Claus has been baking me cookies. And you know what she brought me?
A gingerbread man?
Yes, it sure is.
Sometimes the direct line to Santa even turns into a sort of customer complaint line.
You were supposed to give me a guitar.
I like that you like music. You like music, don't you?
During the rest of the year, this sort of technology is used to help the kids at New York Presbyterian connect to their schools. The core communications technology is put to use in other ways, too.
The unified communication system from Cisco allows us to use the technology not only for special things like Santa, but we also use the technology in the way that we communicate amongst the healthcare team and all the healthcare providers for the child, in the way that we use our documentation systems, in the way we get medications in the correct dosage from the pharmacy to the child. So the technology is applicable across all of our systems here.
Whether it's bringing Santa Claus to children who can't get out to visit him, or connecting families in crisis, technology enables new ways of linking the human network in order to make all our lives better, not just in December, but all year round. For All Together Now, I'm Jeremy Neuberger.
Thank you for listening to All Together Now. All Together Now is sponsored by Cisco. If you'd like more information on today's show or future segments, you can find it at cisco.com/go/alltogethernow. On the next All Together Now, we look at a fleet of high-tech ships delivering medical help to those in need. Don't miss it. Thanks for joining me. I'm Charles Zewie.